Yeah, this is Tim, or they call me TJ, out here
hey,
in St. Louis.
TJ in St. Louis, not too far from where I am right now.
Yeah.
Did you ever get up to Westport when I was broadcasting the local show?
I tried, but I had to work, and I kind of work all day.
What do you do?
I'm a archaeologist, parapsychologist.
Really?
And a lot of people think that's strange, but when you think about it, I mean, really, really seriously think about it, they kind of intertwine with each other.
Have you been up to Cahokia Mounds at all?
Oh yeah.
That's fascinating, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. The reason I called, I have a question for you and then a short story.
Okay.
The question was, a couple weeks ago, you ran a story, it was a rehash, about the Atlantis program with the Irishman who was dealing with the Celts, and he said the Atlantis might have been developed by the Celts or something like that.
Right.
Okay. Well, I might have some of the missing pieces for him.
What do you mean? What do you have?
When I was a young boy here in St. Louis, I met a man a couple blocks over from where I lived who told me some really wild stories. He was a world traveler type person. Kind of independently wealthy, but, you know, not a really rich man. But still, he could afford to go anywhere he wanted to. So he was out in Spain, in the waters around Spain, doing a couple dives, you know, just checking out the floor and all that nonsense down there below. And they started finding these little things, little articles. And one day they got down there and they found a couple of cylinders and a couple of vials and kind of a large container. Inside the cylinders were these rolled sheets that looked like plastic, clear plastic, transparent paper that had little black blotches on them.
Hmm.
They're about the size of an LP album, you know, the old 16-inch LPs.
Right, right.
And at the time, he had no idea what they were. They just looked like paper that had been underwater, and maybe it just got moldy or something like that. But when we took it and looked at it under a microscope, we found out that there was actual lettering on it. Microscopic size lettering.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You mean what kind of lettering, though, in a language we were familiar with?
Well, at the time, we weren't. At that particular time when he showed this stuff to me and we kind of took it to school, high school, and we're kind of looking at it through the magnifying glass because, you know, we thought it was mold and it was biology. So, you know, we went ahead and looked at it and we realized it was some kind of caricatures that were on there. And so we started asking around, and about 10 years passed, and I finally ran into a guy who was a cryptologist. And he kind of ran it through this computer program that he had put together. And it turns out that it's the most ancient form of the Gaelic dialect that has ever been known in history.
And it was on like a piece of plastic?
Right.
Where'd that come from?
Well,
you're talking about
that's where the story really gets interesting.
I mean, and how old are we talking about here?
The archaeologist that was doing the carbon dating for us. I wrote this in an email to you. I don't know if you ever got it, but
when did you send it, TJ?
About 2-3 weeks ago.
I didn't. I don't recall seeing that one.
Okay. Anyway, she carbon dated this thing to right about 66.5 million years ago.
66.5 million years ago.
Dinosaur times.
Let me tell you something. You know the name Michael Cremo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Cremo has written a book called Forbidden Archaeology, and he contends that humans walked the planet millions of years ago during the dinosaur period as
right.
well.
Right.
And you know what? I wonder if he knows about this. I haven't heard too much about it. How come it's not been...
that's another fascinating point of the story. When we brought some of the stuff in to have our biology teacher look at it, this paper that this stuff was printed on, if you threw it in a fire, like a barbecue pit or something like that,
right.
it wouldn't burn. Not only that, but when you picked it up out of it, it wasn't hot either. And the metal sphere, the metal cylinder that it was in, did the same thing. You throw it in the fire, you pull it out, and it didn't burn your hand or anything.
Could this have been extraterrestrial technology?
Well, when we started deciphering it, that's exactly what it was. They were, it was a flight record of a flight of people coming here.
All right, I want to put you on hold, TJ, and I want to come right back to you after the break, okay? Okay.